James Shaver, here's Brother James.
Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come into your place of listening, wherever you may be on this beautiful day. You know, it's kind of cool outside, but it's still a beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to send a broadcast out to everyone that's listening this afternoon. We do not have no idea who all are listening. But we trust that we can be an encouragement to you. Try to get us back to the old path. We're not interested in none of this new modern stuff. We're just not a bit interested in that. We're interested in the old path, where is the good way. God said, when you find it, walk therein. And that's what I'm interested in, is us turning back. Our nation's in pitiful shape, and everybody knows that. That's got any common sense at all know that our nation's in pitiful shape, and the only thing that's going to help it, it's not going to be the Democrats, they're not going to be the Republicans, not going to be the Tea Party or nothing else. It's going to be repentance and turning back to God if our nation has ever helped. I'd like to send a broadcast out to the church where we belong, Mount Moriah, up in the Lickskillet community, where Brother Oscar Williams is a pastor. I thought about these scriptures that I'm fixing to read in a minute in Isaiah 57. This morning, one of the ladies there in church after he got through preaching, or before he got through preaching, began to testify and talking about the church when it was established and so on and so forth. She's in her 80s and always been men of God, good men of God down through times, different ones that stood for what was right. She was commending him for standing for what was right this morning, preached a good message this morning, and if we'll take heed to it, it'll change the church and change everybody in the community. But I would like to say if all of us preachers would go back to this book and drop everything else, and I thought about on the way over here, and I'm just saying this now, you listen to what I'm saying. We call this Christ, his birthday here, 25th of December. And if it is his birthday, I would like you to tell me how old he is. Amen. Bless your heart. Now, according to what I can read and find out, he was not born this time of year. He was born, according to what I can find out, around Passover, which would be April or May, somewhere along in there, according to what history I can find out. But hey, it don't make no difference about that part of it. God didn't leave a day. If he had, we'd have worshiped today like we're doing today. And we're not caring anything in the world about Christ. We're caring about commercialism, what we can get out of it. Amen. You take the commercialism out of it, and they'll do completely away with it. Ain't worried about Jesus Christ right now. But there's coming a day when they will worry about Jesus Christ. Amen. I would also like to say, I'd like everybody out there in radio land to remember the Gilbert family, Clay Gilbert's daddy, and Clay's got a brother, don't remember his name, but their daddy passed away last night, so I'd like for us to remember them in prayer. I know it's hard on anybody, and they've been two this week that I've known. Had a funeral one this afternoon at Adamsburg that I knowed had passed away. Used to work with her husband. Another man that I worked with for several years passed away this week and was buried. So, I mean, we're swiftly getting out of here. But the best thing for us to do is just make sure that our hearts is right with God. Now, I'm reading Isaiah chapter 57 here just for two verses, and then we're going to go back to where we was at last Sunday. But I want us to look at this after this woman, lady testified there in church, and I thought about how things is changing today. Now, I was born in the spring, but it wasn't this last spring. I've got a little age on me, and I've seen some changes down through my time, and I see how people have turned away from this blessed old book and turned to other things, turned to other kind of books and so forth. And bless your heart, I'm going to continue as long as God give me breath to preach far and out of the King James Bible. Anybody else preach out of anything they want to, but I'll not be a listener to it. Amen. It's a dangerous thing. You read over Revelation, the last part of it, the last chapter, where God said, have the dangers of changing His Word. He said, any man add to, He said, I'll add to you the plagues that are written in this book. And He said, any man take away, I'll take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city. Now, you don't have to change but one word till you change the Word of God. And God, I'd advise you not to change nothing. This Bible, just if you don't want to take it like God wrote it, just fold it up and go home and stay there. But listen, now, I remember the older preachers whenever I was a kid that preached, and they didn't even know nothing about no NIV or Living Bible or American Standard Version, all that kind of stuff. They just had this old King James Bible. And we've even got them today to preach out of the King James Bible, but they'll say the original reads like this. Now, I want you to phone me or write me a letter, get a hold of me some way, somehow, and tell me where do you get the original that you're talking about. The original reads like this. Amen. I've never seen an original, never run upon anybody that knows where an original is, but this is, I have laid before me, is the blessed Word of God. But I want us to look at this Isaiah 57 just for a minute. The Bible said the righteous perisheth, and no man layeth to heart. Now, what I'm seeing right here written in this book is the older preachers, when I was growing up, they just rear back and spit and swallow bugs and amen, and they just preach this book just like it was to us, just as we are. We didn't try to, amen, to go off to some seminary to be a sermon head, and didn't try to change it. And thanks be unto God, I preached a message one time on income tax religion. Amen, looking for a loophole, how to get around the Word of God they used to preach. Amen, shacking up and living together was fornication, it was wrong the sight of God. And I used to preach divorce and remarriage was adultery, and I was wrong in sight of God. And the man, I mean, they just preached this book. But listen, now the Bible said the righteous perisheth, and no man layeth to heart. Now all these older men that would preach that way, the biggest majority of them, either done dead and gone, or they've got a disabled to preach, and we ain't got like them men like that anymore. We've got these modern folks who go in with their Bermuda shorts on and get in there and try to read out of some other kind of book and change the Word of God. But the Bible said the righteous perisheth, and no man layeth to heart, and merciful men are taken away. Amen. The merciful men, God is calling them out, one by one, by the way of death, and leaving us with a bunch of simon heads that ain't beyond the God that's afraid to preach the Word of God. Let me say this now. I know how we have some good men left today that are preach that ain't beyond God stand for this book, but we're not like we was 50 or 60 years ago. You and me both know that. Ain't be unto God to just don't preach like they used to. Too interested in entertaining the young folks. Something on Tuesday night for the young folks. Something on Thursday night for the old folks. Amen. And nothing on Sunday for no folk. Amen. I bless your heart. But the righteous is perishing. And no man left the heart. The merciful men are taken out, and none consider us, that the righteous is taken away, from the evil to come. Friend, nobody. It seemed like it's coming so slow and so gradual. The great men of God are being taken out. You look at great men of God. Back like Billy Sunday was used to be. I cry out against alcohol. Amen. The evils of alcohol. Brother, there's not a one. Look like today in Cherokee County. I lift their voice again. Ain't got alcohol. Instead of that, we voted to make it legal here in the city. Center Alabama. Friend, the righteous is a perishing. And nobody's taking it to heart. Amen. Just about every city that's voted for alcohol and got it in, they say they're doing it for the young folks. They don't care nothing about the young folks. If they did, they'd be hunting a righteous man. Ain't God to fill the pulpits of our churches today and preach again the evils of alcohol. I'll tell you what they're after. They're after that money. Bless your heart, they're selling. Making our children pass through the fire. Bless your heart. We better wake up to the reality. Amen. The righteous is a perishing. And nobody's taking it to heart. Amen. How about every city that has voted it in so far in the state of Alabama, and it's coming. I noticed this past week where it's coming. Down in Gadsden, Etowah County, we've got some smart aleck don't know God. Hey man, is pushing for Sunday sales in the cafes and restaurants in Etowah County. God help us, friend, when we even open. Hey man, thank God the restaurants on the Lord's Day. It's an abomination in the sight of God to have them open. Let alone I sell alcohol. Amen, friend. With a righteous is a perishing. Our preachers buttoning their lips. I may get run out of this town. Ain't been a God for standing. But I'm going to stand. For righteousness. I'm going to stand. For holiness. I'm going to stand for purity. I'm going to stand on something. Ain't God. The Bible said, woe unto the man that puts a bottle out to his neighbor's mouth. Friend, I'm going to stand in this wicked day that we're in and say it's an abomination out of sale, out ungodly stuff. Preacher, hey man, you ain't never drunk none. I've drunk enough. Hey man, to float the Titanic, it never did do me no good. Matter of fact, it made me worse and worse. But I met a man named Jesus one day, and he delivered me. I'm glad, thank God, back when I got in, they were still a few men that would walk behind a book board with a blessed old King James Bible and open it, didn't care for me or nobody else about the truth. They loved us enough to preach us the truth. They loved us enough, amen, to tell us unless you be born again, you shall not enter the kingdom of God. Our friend, we've got today the righteous. I'm the old men of God that preach. When I got in, they're all
not dead and gone except for one or two. And they're in the nursing home. I'm not able to preach. I'm a friend they used to preach against the evil of alcohol. I'm a friend the righteous is a passion. They're swiftly of dying and going on to meet their reward. And no man is taking it to heart. Amen. I remember the old preacher. And I announced my calling to preach. Amen. He was in his 70s, I guess, at the time. I remember announcing my calling to preach. He didn't show no mercy on me. He walked up and stuck his finger about as long. I looked like there's a broom handle right between my eyes. And he said, son, if you're going to preach that book, live it first. I bless your heart. But we got today wherever Tom, Dick, and Harry. It don't matter how they live, what they do. Amen. Grab them a book and say, God's called me to preach. Amen. There's something about how this God called preaching business. Amen. That everybody. God don't have to call preachers today. He's got enough volunteers. How without it? Bless your heart. But the Bible said here the righteous is a passion. And who is taken to heart? Bless your heart. Amen. How many of us? Ain't God has got some age on us to look back in our mind and see when we was young people. Amen. The old preachers that preached. And we know how they preached. Amen. How many of us take it to heart today? Trying to get a hold of God. Amen. And try to get Him to anoint us with the Holy Ghost that we might. I preach like they did. And how we want to soothe everybody. How we want to make them happy. How we want to make them feel good. Amen. I'm telling you right now, if you feel good when the Word of God preached, amen, if you're not living close and you feel good, I'll say, amen, there's something wrong. Ain't been the Word of God. It's not meant to make you feel good. How the Word of God was written. How for reproof. How for instruction in righteousness. That the man of God I might be perfect. How thoroughly furnished unto all good works. It's not wrong how to make you feel good. I'll tell you when it will make you feel good. If you'll repent and move up to the Word of God, you'll feel good in your heart toward God. Amen. I ain't been unto God. He said, here the righteous perisheth. No man layeth to heart. And merciful men are taken away. None considering that the righteous are taken away from the evil to come. But here's something that I lack, and I got discouraged here a couple of weeks ago, and amen, woke up, and I know God had a son. I couldn't even tell you his name. I was so low, and a preacher friend of mine phoned me. Amen, and he, while we was talking on the phone, he opened the Bible at his house, the King James Bible, and he read these scriptures to me. And he said something that stuck in my heart and mind. He said, you remember, God's got the front porch light turned on. I'm just waiting on you. Amen. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be, I know I read in the Word of God. Where there was a man of God, they was a stoning him. And the Bible said his face shined like an angel. Now let me stop there just for a minute. That's the reason why How we won't preach today, preachers, like we used to. How because we won't be proper. Our book, poem of book, won't be full. Amen. Everybody won't give us a good name. But there was a man by the name of Stevens. They stoned him. And the only place I find in the Word of God, where Jesus Christ stood to his feet, amen, and looked down, thanks be unto God. And Stephen said, lay not this sin to their charge. Amen. Jesus thought enough of the righteous, of the good man of God, how to stand with outstretched arms and welcome him into the joys of the Lord. Now, I know as well as a grown person, I'm not like, amen, I'm not popular. Amen, if anybody comes up the driveway now, out to the house, I'll get them run. Ain't be unto God, they've got to where people just don't want nothing to do, and not because I'm mistreating them, because I won't turn from this blessed old book. I'm not going to turn for you. I'm not going to turn for my wife. I'm not going to turn from my brother. I'm not going to turn from my neighbor. I'm not going to turn from nobody. Thank God, I'm going to stand one day before a holy God. I just want to be ready when that God calls my number, which sometimes I don't think it's going to be very long. Amen. When God calls my number, amen, I will have the righteous perish and no man left to heart. I would like to precede Jesus. I stand on the right hand of the Father. Amen. Welcome me into the joys of the Lord. Amen. Cry out against sin. Thank God what? Amen. That hypocritical, thank God, politician down in Edgewall County trying to get a lottery. Thank God, back in, trying to get it in. The state of Alabama. You know what that man needs? He needs to be tarred and feathered and run out of town. Thanks be unto God. How you look at it. Friend, where's the righteous? How many preachers in Edgewall County are standing and saying it's an abomination to have lottery? It's an abomination to have alcohol. It's an abomination. Amen. For the biggest things there, politicians, you got going on today. But a good man of God, been saved by the grace of God, and known it of the Holy Ghost, cannot get out on the street corner, public square, and preach the Word of God. Amen. People will vote for lottery. They'll vote for alcohol. But if a righteous get him a book and get out on the street corner and begin to preach, lest you repent, you shall all likewise perish. I do like John the Baptist done. Had a King Herod reprove them of all their evil deeds. Hey man, you know what the first thing they'd do? They'd take him to jail. And go ahead and push and pat that man on the back. That's trying to get lottery in. After the state of Alabama. You know what we're doing? Hey man, we're training our children. Thank God you can do anything and get by with it. I'm a friend, there's coming a day when the judgment day of God is going to fall on this crooked and perverse generation. And somebody is going to give an account for what we're doing to our young people. Give them alcohol. Give them lottery. Amen. Teach them how to spend all their time playing sports. But we'll not get a good Holy Ghost-filled church. church and get our children up on Sunday morning and take them to the house of God and tell them to sit down on that pew right up real close to the front. Where that preacher, I can stomp and spit, amen, kick them on the shin, amen, but we'll get them ready, to go to a ball game, or some other gimmick, but we're not interested in them finding God, the righteous, men of God, as priests, ever since this nation has been established of their passion, and no man led the charge. Amen. It's time we woke up to the truth. I know I'm not popular. Amen. I'd face every politician in the state of Alabama with this Bible. Amen. I'd face our president with it. I'd rub it right in his face and tell him, lest he repent, he's going to hell. I mean, just to be honest about it, you know all they can do? He said, fear not man that can destroy this body, but he said, I'll tell you whom to fear. Fear God, that after he I can destroy both body and soul in hell. He's the one I'm afraid of. Hey man, they take me out as he did to John the Baptist, taking his head off for preaching against adultery. Hey man, it was just a shortcut into the glory world. I talk about history as Apostle Paul. When he come out of jail, I headed to the chop block. History has that he run and laid his head over the chop block. How the righteous is passion, and no man left a charge. Amen. The good men of God, I would preach without fear or favor. How they're dying, leaving out. And now we're getting these little soapbox preachers. Amen. I know I said it. They some good young call preachers. But I'm going to tell you what, these older ones, I'm going to kill them. Before the time's over with, I know some personally, I'll give one a warning here a while back. Now, he is calling to preach, and he got up and preached a real strong message for just a few minutes. And I told him, I said, they're going to be on your case, son. But just make sure you got enough God to stay there. And just the other night, his wife stood and testified and looked over at me and said, you told him that they'd be on his case, and they have been. You young preachers, you hear me. I say with this book, if they run you off at one church, amen, go somewhere else. Just stand for the Word of God. Amen, stand for what's right. The righteous is a passion, and no man layeth the heart. We're turning back to Brother Jones.